Welcome to Delightfully Dysfunctional, a podcast about navigating the emotions of the human condition and the challenges that come with it. I'm Kaylani Persian Mason, a psychotherapist and life coach with James Timmons and Ever Curious Human. This is not a replacement for mental health therapy. Please seek out mental health care if that's what you're needing. This is an opportunity for self-healers to dive deep and understand more about themselves. Welcome back to Delightfully Dysfunctional. My name is Kaylani. I'm joined by my co-host, James. Today, we are honored to have our guest, Chastity Jewell. She is an anatomy geek and truth seeker at heart. She owns Turia Wellness, a holistic massage and yoga experience business where she weaves ancient wisdom from Ayurveda and subtle energy with modern technologies with fascia and movement to create lasting results in self-care and lifestyle transformation. And today we are excited to dive into the topic of connection, but also solitude and retreat, and what that means for us to create deeper wellness, deeper wholeness. Chastity also has an upcoming retreat in May that she'll be telling us more about. And if you stay tuned, we'll be able to provide you with a 20% off discount for that amazing retreat. So stay tuned, listeners, and welcome, Chastity, to the Delightfully Dysfunctional podcast.
Yay! This is my first podcast, so yay! I'm really excited
we're
to be
so
here.
Happy that you're here. Oh, well, we're so excited to pop your podcast cherry today. and it's exciting because of the guests that we've had. This is our first like energy medicine bodywork expert that had on the podcast, and we've been having more and more conversations about that brain body connection.
Yeah.
So it's perfectly timed.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Okay, I have a question, completely out of curiosity, off the script. Is that okay?
Go for it.
Okay, because I'm into like mind-body connection through like fitness.
Yes.
So would you, what type of fitness are you into, just as an icebreaker?
Great question. Thank you. Uh-huh. That has evolved.
Okay.
With me. In my 20s, it was all lifting weights. And in fact, that's how I found yoga, is
okay.
Through weightlifting. I started getting all these muscles I had to stretch out,
yeah,
because I was getting too tight.
Mm-hmm.
And with my demanding massage practice in my 20s, I was working a lot. And my trainer at the time told me to stretch my body. He was like this flamenco dancer from Spain, and he was like a Hulk, but he could also dance.
Okay.
So I was like, how do I balance being strong with also flexibility so that I could get my shoulders away from my ears?
Yeah.
So I started finding yoga as a practice. And
nice.
So that took over a huge decade of my life. And it's still a practice every day. But throughout that, I found HIIT training.
HIIT okay.
training was really avid in my life before COVID.
Okay.
And I actually got certified in this in bar. I've done so many different certifications.
Yeah, she's dabbled.
Bar like dance studio?
So bar with double R-E.
Okay.
Is a blend of Pilates, yoga, and ballet.
Okay.
And so it's that stability muscle,
nice.
Tiny pulses, working the smaller muscles.
Okay.
Really good for your posture.
Nice.
So the HIIT training was really fun. I love to sweat and mm-hmm. get that heart rate up. It was
yeah.
really good cardio balance from the yoga, more cooling. And well, not typically. It depends what kind of yoga
mm-hmm.
I suppose you're taking. But now lately, jump over, I guess COVID, I kind of dabbled with more dance.
Okay.
And I found pole fitness.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, that was fun.
mm-hmm.
And then I've kind of weaved myself back to it as of recently this last year. And now I'm actually training to be a level 1 and 2 pole fitness instructor.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I'm getting mentored locally, and wow, that apparatus is tremendous for your upper body and
I
core
bet.
Strength.
Yeah.
And it pulls out all kinds of emotions.
Really?
Is what I found, because it could be deemed as more taboo or it has these negative connotations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To like your drug and psychedelic mm-hmm. realm.
Yeah.
There's like these breakthroughs that are happening mm-hmm. as we step into it ourselves and kind of go down our
yeah.
rabbit holes. And the community there has been super positive for me.
That's wonderful.
In embracing, I don't know, these conditionings.
It's a sensual activity, and you have to be so interconnected with your emotions and displaying that, but it's part of the performance. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's an athletics tied to it as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, sensuality is a mm-hmm. huge component, but to be able to lift yourself up,
yeah.
it's all pull-ups, essentially.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Can we do an episode where you try pole dancing?
Yeah, for
yes.
sure.
There oh, my gosh. Men will you teach us?
Pole dancing? I would tame that more toward... almost gymnastics with that apparatus.
No, I want to see your sensual.
And then the sensual. Yeah, it's weaving the two dualities.
Yeah, I mean, I can do a lot of rope climbs and pull-ups.
There you
so
go. Okay. I might do
well.
Really well.
Yeah.
I don't know how your flexibility is, but that is also
not
really
very
important.
Flexible.
So that'll help.
But I can... Yeah,
we're going to put a poll and we're going to see if the listeners would like to see this content. Yeah.
I don't think they want to see it for like the sensual reasons, but I think that they'd be interested to see like me really embarrass myself. But
it's going to be so entertaining.
Yeah.
And anytime I post anything,
yes.
poll, that gets way more views and likes, just so you know.
Actually, in my experience. Share your Instagram account while we're talking about it.
Okay.
That's where you share a lot of your creative expression and the offerings that you have.
Yeah. It's my name at the moment, Chastity Jewel.
On Instagram, right?
On Instagram,
right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So that's where people can find you and learn more about some of your offerings, which, again, yeah, she's posting so many cool and exciting things. It's a lot of fun. It's a community that you want to be a part of.
Thanks.
And so speaking of community, I'd like to understand a little bit more about your journey and discovery to the importance of building community with like-minded people. Why is that important? Why is that a passion of yours?
Wow. Because, thank you for asking, by the way, and just the idea of being around other people with similar interests, right? It makes me smile mm-hmm. because... Once you get yourself integrated in that community, you just open up more and more. The people, I think we shared over the phone yesterday mm-hmm. In Buddhism, it's actually part of the spiritual practice is the Sangha, which is the community aspect, mm-hmm. right? We're relational creatures. I think
yes.
you coined that term, relational people. We thrive on healthy, positive, uplifting relationships. And so community is everything. As the Buddha said, there's the Buddha, which is the exemplifier, the Dharma, which is like your life's calling, your purpose in life, and then the Sangha. They're the three jewels of life.
Yeah.
You need mm-hmm. community. Yes.
It has me really reflecting on how there's a real lack of that balance in mm-hmm. society when I look around. And I wonder if those are reflections that you've had.
Mm. Yes, and...
Mm. mm-hmm. Yeah.
There is call for solitude, which you
yes.
mentioned as well.
Right.
And in your episode, I can't remember if it was the last one that you mm-hmm. did on MDMA, you were talking about the loneliness epidemic,
mm-hmm.
which... You would think it's the opposite now with all our smartphones and
yeah.
ways to stay connected so easily, but it's that human face-to-face interactions
right.
that maybe is the call to the loneliness epidemic. I've seen it in my own life and in my husband's, as we were mentioning before we started the video, is his pickleball community.
Mm-hmm.
He was there till like 10 o'clock last night with his besties and just having such a fun time. I see the change in him and it makes me remind myself that I need that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in our children too, right? When
yes.
they go to school, they're surrounded by many kids and people. But when they're in a sport that they love,
mm-hmm.
there's even a difference in that as well.
Yeah.
So
yes, I love that community aspect. And I'm so grateful. Actually, in just a couple of weeks, I'll be meeting up with my little psychedelic sisterhood, these beautiful, beautiful souls that I met in a training in October. And we just come alive with one another. And there's so much that it's so rich. The experience is so rich. And there's so much vulnerability and openness that's beautiful. And it has me, you know, it's inspired me to continue adding fuel to the flame of what we're doing here, James, and like creating a safe space. We're creating a community.
Totally.
Yeah. And I love that.
Yeah.
But how about you when it comes to community, James?
Yeah,
where do
no,
you find
well,
community?
I was chomping at the bit to bring this up, but I CrossFit.
Yeah.
Yes. They're huge.
Which is
they're
family. Yeah. HIIT training. It's a form of that. When you said that, yeah, which for those of you at home, that stands for high intensity interval training. And yeah, I love the community aspect. When you find people to sort of, it's almost like built in accountability, mm-hmm. but then also just because when you go to like a Globo gym, I was at Planet Fitness this morning and everyone's got their headphones in. There's no human interaction. There's a lot of like awkwardness. But then when you get plugged into a community where you're all like sweating together and achieving like personal fitness goals together, it's next level, you know, it's so addictive. So, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I can totally see that. I think that that's awesome. I love we all have our little communities and how they can change and grow.
Absolutely.
Right? Like with you, you're meant to evolve and to grow that community or to find something new that fits.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So you are now offering and creating community as well. And tell me about how that speaks to your heart, your passion to be able to do that. And a little bit more about the retreat coming up.
Okay. Well, right now, my passion is creating community for the Maitri Essence, which is a term that culminates fertility, pregnancy, birth, and the postpartum or the fourth trimester, the period beyond.
Oh.
And that's called to my heart for a long time in my own motherhood journey. But lately, and I guess I can't say lately even because I have been offering this for about 10 years now, but just lately, I feel like it's finally the fruits mm-hmm. of the seeds we've been planting. The manifestation of all that work culmination is really, I see it growing. So blossoming right now in Tri-Cities specifically, I offer weekly prenatal yoga classes as well as postnatal Pilates and I coined it Blissful Babies, which is a yoga with the baby to help with their sleep and their digestion. And we sing them songs and just help that mother or parent. We even dance with the babies. I mean, it's really including them within our own physical need to move and to stretch and to be back in our bodies after all of that transition. So that's the community I'm really focusing on right now. Beyond my own.
Yes. And those are happening locally in our area. So where could people find those classes?
Yeah. So I've partnered with the Birth Center, Columbia Birth Center in Richland, Washington, and they've been so supportive in allowing me to kind of do whatever I need to do in there. And they have a great hub of resources for alternative birth experiences beyond the allopathic Western medicine. And not to say that anybody that does choose that isn't welcome. That everybody is welcome. We have lots of different women with different needs.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the hub that is across the street from the Catholic hospital here. That is a safe space for us all to commune, and we do beyond stuff like journal prompts. We talk about the meditative mind, even massage techniques and positions for the partner to help in labor and delivery if they choose, fears that come up. I mean, it's a very emotional, and it hits on every level, right? Just that community aspect.
Yeah.
It's really big that I try to help them connect with one another so that as they have their babies and go off into the real world, mm-hmm. in that liminal space of bonding with their child, that another person from class goes, either sits with them or drops off food, mm. or just connects with them in some way.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I actually have two mothers this week that I plan to go see and drop yes. off some goodies, because they did successfully have their babies. And
congratulations to them.
Yes. It's so exciting to see that full circle journey yeah. as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. just to go and meet that little baby and to go sit with the mother and just be yeah. a loving presence with them.
Yeah. I'm stealing this phrasing from a friend on Instagram, but it was so beautiful. It was like, yeah, to be a portal between worlds. What a beautiful experience. Mm-hmm. And for you to nurture that in such a holistic way. I can just see you lighting up as you talk.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's where it's at. You got to find that wavelength, that thing,
mm-hmm.
And then do that and just explore yes. that.
Yeah. And it's such a unique offering because
yes.
like, mm-hmm. and that's, yeah, I'm sitting here, I have four kids and I'm yeah. like, oh, that would have been so amazing,
right?
You know,
yeah.
postpartum. And yeah, that's such a cool kind of overlooked
yeah.
Season. So what I bet yeah. I wonder how much of a game changer that is for those moms, you know.
What I would have done, I wish if I hadn't, I don't know. I don't know if I was under a rock or if I just didn't know about it. But yeah, I would have loved something like that when I was.
Yeah, it makes me want to have another baby.
Just to experience
that.
Go to the prenatal class.
Like, we're gonna get treats.
Yeah.
Chassie's gonna bring us a gift.
That's
just
right.
Hang in there.
Yes. Hang in there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. But I love everything that you're saying. I think that's beautiful, and it's such a unique period in one's life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit more too. I mean, pregnancy and just like we are humans. As humans, we are part of nature. So I think this even envelops into this next question. But how does nature serve as medicine for people seeking connection and healing? Because you're weaving that into so much of your offerings and the things, just so much of what you are giving back to life and experiencing in your life.
Thank you. Yes, I love this question because it hits so true to me right now. Going back to Ayurveda, which you mentioned in the introduction, we are nature. There is no separation at the very elemental portion of us. We are earth. We are air, fire, and water, and ether.
Mm.
So if we remember, it's a remembering that we are nature, then it's easier to realize the importance of being in the natural world now, here in our modern day life.
Mm-hmm.
The plants in COVID, wasn't that so healing to have fresh plants? I don't know if you got on that bandwagon, but I became this plant mama and I filled my house with live plants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thinking about the importance of fresh water and how you feel when you are in an area with ocean or mm-hmm. running water, even a river, like how Tri-Cities is, we have these three rivers
right.
around us. How the children light up just collecting rocks or seashells.
Yeah.
thinking about the fire element, the warmth, and how it's power is in transformation and creating warmth and
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Thinking about the digestion alone within us, right? The fire of Agni is how we alchemize food, whatever you ate this morning, into the nutrients that creates our tissues to grow and thrive.
Mm-hmm.
Ether is like the all pervading surrounding element. It's all connecting. And I think that's kind of like translates to our spiritual growth or our realization of oneness, regardless of what dogma or path you choose in life. That is a thread in all of them, right? Mm. To treat others how you want to be treated.
Yeah.
And to respect our environment and ourself and each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which one did I not talk about? Water, earth, ether, fire,
air? I don't know.
Air. Yeah. Okay, yes. Take a deep breath with me. Inhale. Yeah. And then exhale.
Yeah. Mm.
That is the air that we pull in from our environment and into ourselves. A beautiful visualization that I was working with just recently is this relationship to trees and how the trees take in our carbon dioxide and transmute it to fresh oxygen for ourselves.
Yeah.
And so we can see that relationship right there if we visualize a tree and how that connection to the live tree is, how it's giving us what we need to nourish ourselves, and then how when our exhale is out, that's feeding it.
Yeah, it's like an exchange with nature.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that breakdown that you just gave was like really like soothing.
It was.
You know, yeah. It was like a connection to nature.
Because when your ears hear truth, they like it.
Yeah. Well, not always.
As he goes for a drink, right? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Hydrate yourself.
Let's get hydration break.
These are not listening. These are not natural ingredients, though.
How we talked a little bit about the digital world and how technology in so many ways does connect us. Like so many of the things that I knew that you offer and that I know are a part of who you are, I learned through your Instagram, right? There is a connection element, but there's also that loss of face-to-face. So is there advice, apart from maybe some of the things we've discussed, on how individuals might be able to cultivate that connection in this increasingly digital world?
Hmm. Yeah, that's a good question. And as you were asking it, my mind went pew, pew, pew. Like, answer it this way, answer it that way. I want to tie it back to the retreat concept, yeah, which I think I missed in the last question. But I want to circle back to that.
Yeah, because please do.
As our phones are right here in front of us, and technology is a great tool. It's what's connecting us now to your community worldwide.
Uh-huh.
Look at this setup. It's amazing. Yeah. There is a spot for this.
Yeah.
I'm not separating it from us anymore. We can't. Mm-hmm. Our children now.
Yeah.
Are it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've never known a world without it.
Yeah, so we have to embrace it.
Yeah.
However, there's always a balance.
Mm-hmm.
And as a parent, you see and know for yourself, there has to be times when there is a break from our digital-filled world for ourselves, and there's also moments where thank goodness for it, because
yeah.
Now we can finally get some work done or have a moment.
Yeah.
So that thin line of balance is really tough, navigating that for ourselves. Like when you go to CrossFit, you're not looking at your phone. And what a relief, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the best moments of connection are when that device is down.
Yeah, if you really think about it, your favorite points of your life involve putting your phone, like kind of ignoring your phone.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, at the end of someone's life, if you ask them for their favorite moments, they're not going to say that time I watched the Bob's Burgers episode.
I mean,
it really made me laugh.
I've seen some good reels, though. You know, I'm just kidding.
No, James, no.
And during COVID, I'm going to revert back to that.
Yeah.
That was such a huge connection point.
Yeah. But it was almost like it created like a more yearning for actual connection, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
We saw both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
But you need those moments to highlight. I mean, even, you know, in my work and with human emotion, our emotions are our guides. And so even in those most uncomfortable, painful points, They are trying to lead us and trying to teach us perhaps a different path, a different way of doing something. So although we have experienced more loneliness from COVID, I think that you're a piece of this solution. I think my hope is that we're a piece of this solution, is that communities that build that connection arise and people find us.
Oh,
if
absolutely.
You build it, they will come.
Yeah,
that's
feel
the mantra
dreams.
In my head.
I love that mantra, by the way.
Yeah. Totally.
So again, about the retreat.
Yes,
tell us more, please. We keep getting sidetracked because there's so many juicy tidbits, but I want to know more about this offering.
Ooh. Well, you already experienced somewhat of a retreat training.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got many gems, I know.
Priceless.
Inner gems, pricelessness. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been on a retreat, James?
Like any type
any
of retreat?
Type of time away.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, like camping.
Yes.
Things like that, you know.
Okay.
But nothing like super intentional.
Sure.
You know.
Mm-hmm. We gotta send him on something. We're gonna find something.
Yeah.
Ship you out, man.
Okay. Wait, is this the MDMA retreat or the psychedelic retreat? Is that what we're talking about?
I mean, I haven't created that yet,
okay.
But someday I will, and you might join me.
So my upcoming retreat is really a call to community.
Okay.
And it's really interesting how this came about. I was actually asked from a friend that I met in Bali in 2012, so almost 10 years ago, more than 10 years
12
ago.
12 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. And so we both were in our early 20s and decided to travel across the world for a training, a yoga training specifically, and found a connection not only with the women and the nature there, but with each other.
Mm.
Her name is Cascade, and she is my co-facilitator in our women's yoga retreat in May. And she reached out to me and was asking me what I thought about it. And that is one avenue aspect of my career that I hadn't stepped into. And so it being 2024 and this year of expansion, I said yes, because I remember the feeling that I felt of leaving the country for the first time and traveling alone. Everybody thought I was crazy. My mom did not support it.
Mm.
My job kind of did, but with that passive aggressive side eye, like, you're going to take how many weeks off? And in fact, the only person that really supported me, and I'm going to give a shout out to my husband now, because we were friends then, and he said, go for it, do it now
while you
can. And thankfully I did take his advice, because the next year I found myself us pregnant, and then my journey through motherhood, that portal opened up for me. So being on that 3-week retreat training really opened me up to a completely different, like when you see the memes of people going with their minds and with their hearts, that was me when I came back.
Mm.
I was saying siksama to everything. And I wasn't even there that long. But just being immersed in a culture different from what I was grown up in was super impactful for
me.
That kind of immersion to a different culture, I feel I could even compare to a psychedelic experience, because it's an altered state of consciousness. It's
That's
an
true.
Altered state of reality that you are experiencing that you've never experienced before.
Right.
Never experienced other people who relate to the world in this way, or who communicate in this way, or have these customs in this way.
Yes.
And you can never not know that afterwards.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I highly encourage everybody that's listening, if they've never stepped out of their own bubble, let's have this moment now to give yourself permission to like, just do it.
Yeah.
Be like Nike. Go for it. If it scares you, right?
Yeah.
If it makes you feel uncomfortable and it's still safe, you're not hurting yourself or anybody.
Lean in.
Yeah.
Lean in. Mm-hmm. Because you never know what's on the other side.
Right.
Could be just the gateway to the next amazing, passionate thing that you're crazy about.
And usually when you kind of immerse yourself into those culture shocks, almost those become like milestones in your life. You always reference back to like that. Oh yeah, in 2012 when I did this, it was only 3 weeks, but it was like a hinge, a turning point in your life, right? Like I remember, I went to a mental health facility for like 2 weeks back in like 21, and I always reference back to that because it was only 2 weeks, but it was such a, it was such an immersion into something completely different and, you know, life changing that I'll always bring that with me. So yeah, it'd be really cool to just regularly have those like milestone checkpoints.
It's a gift and an act of self-love to give that to yourself. And when I reflect on those moments, the time that I lived in South Africa comes up for me, and also the retreat that I went to in October, which I'm a different person, and it's the evolution has just continued to unfold at a rapid and exciting pace that shout out to Lauren Towson and Embodied, because her retreats are magical. And they unlock something inside of you that's beautiful. And I know that, and just even getting to spend this additional time with you, talking to you on the podcast, I can see that you have that magic to unlock that in other people. And so this retreat in New Mexico is going to be so powerful.
Thank you. And me stepping into that facilitator role, or the container, the creating the container in which the safe space for people to have those hinge moments or those breakthroughs, is demanding more of me to show up in a more powerful, creative leadership way.
Yeah.
And in fact, that's what we're really trying to call in. The next few spots that we have available, we're calling in the people in education.
Okay.
Because we know that those people are leaders. The therapists, the energy workers, the body workers, the people that take care of others that maybe forget or just can't seem to make the time for creating that retreat within themselves. So we're really calling in those specific people to fill the last few spots, because we want to create that for them.
You're so right. It's so necessary. It's so necessary. I hope that this podcast is reaching the right ears, because I have so many friends who are teachers, and obviously I myself am a therapist in the helping field. I've only ever been a caregiver in the roles that I've had, and it's so easy to get lost in that. What a gift. I feel like you've covered all the important things that I really wanted to learn from you. The last one that I have is, maybe if there's some practical rituals that you've applied or that our listeners can adopt into their daily life to self-reflect, to find some inner peace. What would be a 101?
I like this juicy question because so many different ways, and we each will find that ritual or that thing that helps them the best on their own. But we really have to open ourselves up to try and experience different things first, because we don't know what we don't know.
Right.
So I'd rather have a huge toolbox and discern what to use at whatever given moment we need it than to not know what to do and panic and have those moments of freak out. And so a 101 tool with me, we already took a deep breath, which I think is crucial and important and something we do all day, every day, but in an intentional setting is very, very powerful. Okay, the one that's coming to mind.
Yeah, what's speaking to
is, you? Is a practice I do with my own child. And so I know it's helped him It's something you do with your hands. So that's why my hands are out. So this one is you bring your thumb and your pinky finger together to touch lightly, like you're holding a grain of rice. So it's not really forceful, just soft. And okay. Then go ahead and bring your thumb and your ring. Keep going. Thumb and your middle. Thumb and your index. And then we'll start again. Pinky, ring, middle, index. Can we add a breath for each?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Inhale. Exhale, lightly touch. Open up. Close it down. Keep going.
That's nice.
One more layer. More layer if you're open. Yes. Okay.
I'm ready.
It's a sound.
Okay.
It's sa, ta, na, ma.
Sa, ta, na, ma.
Sa,
sa, ta,
na,
na, ma.
And what that means, sat, nam, means sat is truth or the essence. Mm. And nam is like the name or what I am, that in which I am. I am that. Mm. I am that truth. Is I guess how you would translate it. It's Sanskrit. So one more layer.
Okay.
Once you understand the sequence of hand gesture and the breath and the sound, what it means, then you say it in different tones. You can sing it.
Okay.
You can regular talk it. Then you can whisper it. Then you can just recite it in your mind. So a silent one. Sa ta na ma. Sa ta na ma.
Thank you so much.
Trying that on, see how it feels. It might be kind of out there, but there's so many levels. It kind of takes you out of whatever you were doing or thinking about or ruminating on before.
Yeah. Well, I can feel my nervous system like relaxing just by describing it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. We've been teaching Priya, her name is Sanskrit for beloved. And we've been teaching her some deep breathing for when she gets frustrated. But a lot of it has involved kitty sounds, like, because she loves kitty. So it's like deep breath in, meow, 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 meow. And like, or like holding our hands up and like blow down the candles. And so I'm actually very excited to introduce this to her.
So,
yeah.
Tell Priya or your children in the car, I've done this long car rides. My son will feel like fidgety or he's ready to get out or he's just, I don't know, all the things, right? He'll give me his hand and I'll trace it. And he loves that soft touch. And we're breathing together, inhale down to the fingertips.
There's so many breathing exercises that I actually do teach clients involving the palm of their hand because there's so many nerves. It's such a sensory experience.
Yes. And it's that connection time with them. They know you're there. They know they're safe. They know that we're going to take care of their basic needs. Be patient. It's something to distract them. And yeah, it's just a really nice way. So those are just a couple little tools.
Yeah, I love them.
Thank you so, so much, Chastity. It's been such a gift to have you here, such an honor to learn from you. And as a reminder to our listeners, we have a special retreat discount code to get 20% off. If you are a healer, a helper, a caregiver, a teacher, and you are needing that recharge, that code is RETREATDD20. That's DD for Delightfully Dysfunctional. And you can find more information about Chastity at www.chastityjewel.com. We will include that in the description of our podcast and in the YouTube video description. And just another heartfelt thank you so much. This was such a treat for both of us.
Definitely.
Thank you.
We hope to have you back someday.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Wonderful. And we popped that cherry. She did so good.
Yeah, right? That was excellent.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much, dear listeners, dear delightful humans, for joining us for this special episode of Delightfully Dysfunctional. You can find more of our content on our YouTube channel, where we also have therapist reaction videos. And we are here just to provide you with that safe space and that vulnerability for you to learn and grow. So please like, subscribe, and stay tuned for more from us. And we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.